Welcome to More Than a Brand Podcast, where we show you how to take your brand from basic to badass. I'm your host, Lindsay Trammell Jones, the WordPress Whisperer, the Olivia Pope of Web Design, and the owner of Fiercify Creative and Consulting. I invite you to sit back, grab your favorite glass of wine, and your note takers, because I'm dropping jewels all season long. Thanks for listening. Hello, 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 everyone. I'm here with Tiffany Ellis, the juice pusher, the juice dealer, the juice supplier, the founder of GS Co. Press Juices, and I'm so excited that she's here. Tiffany, tell me who you are without all those titles.
I'm laughing at the juice pusher, the juice supplier, and all of that. And I want to first thank you for even asking me that question, because if you had asked me that question 5 years ago, I would not have been able to answer it, primarily because most of my life, I identified with my accomplishments. So I always introduced myself as what I did, what position I held in corporate. And that is how my esteem was evaluated. A few years ago, I went through a process of not being in corporate and having to figure out who the heck I am. And it allowed me to really start to understand who I was without all the titles. So now I would say I've been, and I am, a creative person, and I've always been creative since childhood. I'm a person who loves to speak. I'm a person who seems to inspire people by just being authentic and honest about what I've been through and how I navigate things. And I'm a person who loves really hard and really values relationship. And I'm someone who just believes in like being as honest as possible, as often as possible, and just doing your very best. And that's just, it's me in a nutshell.
So you said doing your very best. I know your sign. So let everybody know what your sign is.
Oh, Virgo, of course. Think, when you think Virgo, think Beyonce. We have a lot
perfected
of
similarities. Perfected
it all. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Taking your time, perfected it all. Very strategic. That's what you said.
Very strategic.
So with you doing your best, and that being one of the things that describe who you are, one of your characteristics, how has that been incorporated into how you are showing up as the founder of GNs?
Now that's even, you ask, so your questions are very thoughtful and they prompt really good responses. So what I'll say is the first thing I had to realize, and you mentioned perfectionism, I had to realize that on this journey of doing something very new, that it wasn't going to be perfect. And I had to be okay with that because I understand that I do my very best. And so when it's not perfect the first time, I'm going to learn and iterate, and it's going to be better the next time, and it's going to keep getting better. And I think that is really clearly illustrated. If you look at like when we started last year, 2023, I made a label on Canva. I printed it myself. I was just figuring it out. Nothing had ingredients on it, but I knew what good looked like in my head. I knew the vision I had for the company, at least to that point. And over the course of the year, you started to see the vision get clearer and clearer, and it became more aligned with who I am. But I never believed in not working hard. I don't care if I had the fanciest labels or the cheapest labels, you're going to get the best product because I believe in doing my best. I'm going to choose the best ingredients. I'm going to take pride in the service I give my customers. I'm going to make sure they enjoy the juices. So I think when you think about how it shows up in my business, it's just me standing on everything I said and allowing my customers to describe me in the way that I describe myself without using those words. Because when they give reviews and they say, her customer service was amazing, her products were top tier, you're describing me without me having to tell you, because my work makes you feel that way. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. I have that same sentiment. Now, I'm not a Virgo. I'm a cuss baby. I'm a Leo Virgo cuss. So you never know what you're going to get. So I definitely strive to do my best. And it motivates me to continue to pursue my business. Like you, I also have a full-time job. So it helps me want to reach my goals even more, because doing my best means I'm going to reach my goals regardless. It may take me a little longer sometimes than I want to. And it may not be the way that I want it to look, but I know that long as I can, at the end of the day, I'll say this even in my 9-to-5, at the end of the day, if I can go to bed at night knowing that I gave y'all my all, then I'm okay with that, even if it didn't come out with the outcome that I wanted. Mm-hmm. So what motivates you to pursue your goals when you're faced with adversity or uncertainty? I know sometimes. I'm all up in the business.
You all up in my business. No. So it's funny, right? Because I had this, have you ever heard of like the human design and like your energetic mm-hmm. blueprint? And okay, my girl Ashley at Capture Your Dreams Coaching did my energetic blueprint and went over my human design. And for my whole life, I have been like, I go through things and I persevere and then I come out better. But I'm like, why am I always going through things? It was driving me crazy. So one day she told me, your energetic blueprint, like your human design, is that you're going to go through adversity. And that's how you're meant to experience life, because mm-hmm. you're a great teacher. So you teach best from personal experience. And as you go through things, you are able to teach from what you've experienced and learned. I would say that when I was younger, I always felt like life was happening to me. I was like, why can't I catch a break? Why is something always going wrong? Why is my life like this? But I didn't stop. I just kept going. And now that I'm on the other side of things, and I say other side because I now have the mindset that helps me to understand that nothing can stop me from persevering. Like I have to just readjust, reset, refocus, and then I'm going to keep going. But now that I'm on this side and I recognize that, what I understand is that life is happening for me. And I thought that mm-hmm. forever. And then I heard Oprah say it. And once Oprah says it, it's so Oprah said literally like life is not happening to you. It's happening for you. And I can't think of a single situation I've been through, and I'm 41 now, that hasn't in some way served me along my journey, either in teaching me what not to do, mm-hmm. teaching what did work, teaching me what kind of people to look for. Like everything has always served me for my good. So I just push through and I ask myself, what is life teaching me in this moment? And I just keep going. That's it.
Oh, I like that. Life is happening for you. With life happening for you, okay, no, I got another question. Because you said something that really made me think about it. You said life is happening for you. Do you think that GN's Juices is your purpose?
I think helping people heal is my purpose. And I think GN's Juices is one of the many modalities. If anyone who knows my story, if you look at, I would say, I ran into purpose in 2018. Actually, purpose snatched me up. I didn't run into it. It snatched me up by 2018. That's when I really realized like, oh, this is for real. Because before I had been leading people, and I knew that I had purpose in leadership just because I led people different than the folks who were around me, and the opportunities mm-hmm. that I created for my direct reports and the love I had for them and just the passion I led with, I knew I was different. But then mm-hmm. once I got out of corporate, when I had to figure out like who I was without the titles, I also started to realize that like at the core of who I was, someone who just really wanted to like help people, support people, provide for people. I had this nurturing, loving like spirit. And so I started building all these things. The first thing was called Pods NPR. And it was basically where we took like podcasts, almost like a book club style. And you would listen to the podcast. We'd come together over mimosas and food, and we discussed the podcast in book club style. And it was so effective, right? Then I started a podcast as a result of that. Then I started having different live discussions and hosting events where I'm bringing in therapists and clinicians, and we're talking about healing. COVID happened, and I worked with Shantae Jackson, the homegirl therapist. And every week throughout COVID, we held 2-hour virtual conversations around life, happiness, healing, and all the things. And then from that came the juices. And so when you take a step back and look at the aggregate of all the experiences, which is healing conversations, healing circles, healing resources. So I realized that like my life purpose has everything to do with me helping people to heal and learn and grow. And that's just going to be expressed in different ways through the different mm-hmm. gifts that God has given me.
Oh, I have. Oh, look at you. I never knew. I've talked to you all the time and I never knew all this stuff. No.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay, listen, like when I tell you it went down, this is how I know God is in the midst of it all. So we were having in-person events. I started Pods NPR in Dallas, Texas. That's when I was living there. I moved from Dallas to Tampa. I hosted it there. And then people, because I used to live in Atlanta too. So folks in Atlanta were like, when are you coming to Atlanta? And I'm like, I wasn't planning on it, but okay. So then I went from Dallas to Tampa to Atlanta. And then folks I knew in Miami were like, when are you going to host one in Miami? So in 6 months, it was in 4 different places and it was well attended. And then COVID happened. But right before COVID happened, I was sitting in a co-working space and God prompted me to open a Zoom account. And I don't know why I bought this Zoom account. At the time, I didn't understand why I did it. I promise you. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my husband about it and he was like, try to cut down on expenses, because I wasn't working in corporate at the time. Try to cut down on expenses. And I was like, cool, I got it. But for some reason, I just felt like I was supposed to do it. And then fast forward a couple weeks, COVID happens, and now I can't host my events in person anymore. And so me and Shantae were like, we're going to do this virtual. So we literally had an event called the Virtual Connection. And every Friday from 6 to 8, it was 50, 60 people. It was folks everywhere. Folks who didn't even attend the in-person events were on the calls. And so many people got so much healing from this work that we were doing. And at that point, I was like, this is how I know that it's meant to be, right? Like, it's purpose work. Like, it isn't just feel good. It's really intentional. And yeah, I think that was like the catalyst for GN Juices, to be honest.
So it all aligns. Like, you were doing the virtual meetings and now you're giving people something that they can physical, tangible, that can
make go with their healing. And, yes, and the other part of it is like the icing on the cake is I was buying juices from this other juice company for years. And again, my very frugal husband was like, you need a juicer, figure out your own. You spending too much money, blah, 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 all that stuff. Okay. So I moved to Dallas and I took a class to learn how to make cold pressed juices. And I used to make juices every single week for my family. And I would post on my stories, my Instagram stories, that Yo Gotti song, I Got That Juice. And so I would always take a video of my refrigerator with all the juices I made every single week. And that was a thing I did from 2018 until 2022 when I purchased the LLC, but I didn't sell a juice until 2023. So like all of that was like happening over the course of the years behind the scenes. And those who know me are like, it makes total sense. But those who don't know me, they don't know that backstory. But this has been in the works for so long before it became like a thing in real life.
Hey, if you are enjoying our show, please hit that subscribe button or hop on over to LinkedIn and follow me at Lindsay Trammell Jones, Brand Identity Designer. That's where I share tips, more insight on branding, and why it's so important as a DEI organization to ensure that your brand is up to par. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
I like that. So for me, because we could have similar stories. I started off I was in Kansas City, Missouri, but I started off in wedding invitations.
Okay.
So I did, because Kansas City has a crazy wedding invitation industry.
Really?
But it's wedding industry. People get married in the Midwest all the time. I don't know why, but it's a big thing. They used to have these things called Thursday therapies. It was once a month. You'll get together and all the wedding pros would come together and you exchange information. You do style shoots, it's food. It was a whole networking event. So that's where I started out.
Hold on, ladies, did you hear her? She said, move to the Midwest if you want to get married. Keep going, okay.
Yes. Go ahead. They out there doing big weddings. But I started off doing wedding invitations and I just always thought everybody was creative. And I think that's because I'm around creatives in my 9-to-5 all the time, that in my head, this is what everybody is like. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend that was a photographer and she was like, everybody can't do this. Oh, they can't. In my head, everybody can do this. Nope. And my 9-to-5 taught me I had to start doing websites. Mm-hmm. So I've done some mock-ups and things that are publicly facing for their army. And I was like, this is cool. People get paid to do this. Like, for real, get paid to do this. And she said, yeah, she was like, yeah, so you should do it on your own. So then I moved from Kansas City. Then I went to North Carolina. And that time in North Carolina is a blur because of COVID. And that's when I honed in on my skills, who I want to help. Freddie Gray happened. It was a whole lot of things that transpired during that COVID time frame. They gave me the time to sit down and start thinking about what I really wanted to do and who I really wanted to help. Mm-hmm. And how can I'm very data driven. I'm going with, but I'm also like things to look good. I like it to look good and I like it to make sense. And as I did feel like I just popped on the scene with CX, with customer experience design, I've been doing it on a large scale in a different industry in the military, but it's the same skill sets. It's just the way it's, everybody wants to look at the same numbers, no matter if you're small, big, enterprise. The numbers are what's going to help you, but you also have to look at your customers and see what's helping them move the needle. And so I've been doing this for a while, but people don't see it because when I'm doing it in uniform, you're not going to see that. But when I'm doing it for myself, then you see all the intricacies that goes into it. So yeah, people just think.
And you know something, you have to learn how to tell that story, right? So that's something I had to really learn too. I received an opportunity in 2022 to plan an HBCU conference for Amazon. I work for Amazon. And we pulled together over 200 college students from HBCUs across the nation and hosted them in DC for 4 days. Everything was covered by us. And I planned that conference with a team, of course, but I was the lead program manager for the conference. I planned this conference, and anyone who went to the event will tell you how immaculate the event was. And I'm not just saying this because it's me, because I love myself a little bit, but I'm saying it because it was a great event. But I'm sharing this because that started with the pods and PR events that I was planning for myself, right? I did that when I was out of corporate. And then when I got in corporate, the same skills, like you mentioned, that I needed for myself to create things were the same skills I needed to create things for one of the largest companies in the world. And when I was prepared to host this event, and I thought about all the intricate details, and like yourself, realizing that not everybody is creative. We're like literally our own breed of people. Creatives are.
Yes.
We are. But seeing all those skills come together, it made me realize, thank you, God, that you're giving me a platform to test my effectiveness in different spaces, to learn lessons on not just someone else's dime, but time, and also benefit from their resources. And then the time to refine my craft to make it look the way I want it to look, because your time at your job is allowing you to hear from that voice of that customer and really hone in on what they're looking for. But then in your own business, you're going to get the chance to implement what you know works. You're going to know what doesn't work, and you're going to have this new set of skills that you can now take and just really make it your own without the guardrails of having someone else's opinion guide your work. Mm-hmm. And so God is so intentional in how he nurtures his creatives to make sure that we have what we need to stand on our feet once we're on our own.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, you look at you. Dropping jewels while we out here. Okay, so I have two questions.
It's fine. One, yeah, you got me.
One, I want to know is, can you share a pivotal moment or experience that completely shaped who you are in business today?
Ooh, that's a good question. Like, your questions are really good, Lindsay. Like, very thoughtful. A pivotal moment. What I will say, I don't know that I can attribute who I am in business to one moment. What I will say is that I've been in corporate America since I graduated college in 2005. Really, I was working in corporate before I graduated in 2004. And I've been a consumer of products or services from small businesses forever. I'm intentional to do that. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, I collect experiences. Things that really wow me, things that really wow me in a good way, in a bad way, things that really make me want to spend my money, make me want to share my experience. I think about the things that make me feel a certain way. And I've taken all of those experiences and I've segmented them into how I want to run my own business. And so I think about the best experiences I've had and I say, how can I top that for my customers? I think about the worst experiences I've had and I say, how can I make sure my customers never experience this? And then I learned from Amazon the need to be customer focused and customer obsessed. And I understand that working backwards from what your customers want will always ensure that everybody gets what they want from the relationship. And so that's just how I lead my business and my life. And it wasn't intentional, but I find myself implementing a lot of the things I've learned through my jobs and my personal life. And it just becomes a way of how I live now because of that.
I did a retirement ceremony for one of the guys on my team at work on Friday. And one thing about me is I'm going to always cry.
Me too. Your kindred spirit.
I'm going to cry. So it's okay. And I let them know that I'm going to cry. Y'all going to be fine. But I do believe that it's like you said about your customers. I also believe as a leader and as an entrepreneur and as you gain your team, I'm only as good as they are. Mm-hmm. I may be the face and I may be the one that everybody gives the credit to, but I'm only as good as they are. So I know that's why I cry when they leave.
That's right.
Because I'm only as good as y'all are. And it's not me doing the stuff. It's because y'all do the stuff so well and it makes us look good. So
right?
Yes. All the and I get up there and I tell them every time, I promise y'all I'm gonna try to hold it together, but then I'm crying like two words in. So just it's okay.
But you see, so listen, Lindsay, like what you just said, that's what I'm talking about. Like when I first started leading, I remember getting feedback from my mentors that I cared too much. I remember somebody telling me prioritize results and not people, right? And in my head, I was like, but if you prioritize people, you're going to get the results. I couldn't make it make sense. And so that's a superpower, because now what they're calling that is emotional intelligence. And now companies are paying a lot of money to test your EQ and to train you on EQ, but you possess that naturally. And that is why you have the connection to your people. It's a gift. Not everybody has it. And so sit in that and be grateful that God gave me the gift of emotional intelligence. He gave me creativity. He gave me a love for people. And you're always going to be a successful leader because you have those gifts, as long as you're willing to trust them and listen and be a good person. And good is relative. You'll always be successful. You will.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Woo. Because I told them in my career, I remember when I was getting to the point where I was about the rank that I'm at now, I was about to make it. And I told people, I don't want that rank because I care too much. Because usually when you see people in the Army, what they portray on TV is you're going to be loud, you're going to be cussing people out, you're going to be crazy. That's just not my persona. That's not who I am. And if I got to be that, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that. But I've been lucky and grateful that I've had leaders that have allowed me to not have to be that. And I've progressed in my career and I've been able to lead very successful teams. And I've been able to cry in my uniform and tell them it is what it is.
And keep crying because you're bringing the human aspect to leadership. You don't have to be this like stone-faced person who doesn't have emotions. That's not leadership. And it's okay. Like you need different kinds of leaders in every space. That's the whole point. You talk about diversity and inclusion. So I work in diversity and inclusion. People think it just has to do with race. No, it's a difference in leadership style, a difference in thought, a difference in life experience and exposure. Your leadership style is necessary because not everybody can handle a leader who's going to be screaming at them. But some folks are motivated by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be diverse voices at the table. Yeah.
So y'all know there's a little known secret. I'ma cry.
I cry too all the time.
So would you say, and this would be my last wrap-up question, is 10-year-old Tiffany from Florida proud of you?
Oh my God. I just posted about her today. Actually, I think that was like, I think the little girl I posted today might've been, let me see, 1997. That was 7-year-old Tiffany. Yeah. But 10-year-old Tiffany, man, first of all, shout out to Tiff because she got me here. You know what I'm saying? Like, about the different versions of me that had to exist and survive the different circumstances I've been through. Oh, I'm about to cry right now. There's so much to my story that people don't know, right? Some do, but I think about all the different versions of me I had to become and survive. No, the versions of me I had to become and the situations I had to survive to get to this point. And I never even knew that I was going to become this person. And so I'm just so grateful that God continues to choose me and continues to nurture my talent and that I continue to have purpose and value. And I'm just, yeah, everybody's proud, not just 10-year-old Tiff, but 41-year-old Tiff, a husband, a kids, everybody's proud. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm proud of you too, friend.
Thank you, friend. What about you? Is your 10-year-old self proud of you?
She is. 10-year-old me was in a majority white school, being the token Black girl, the honors, the gifted classes, all that stuff. Yeah. Trying to fit in with the Black kids, but didn't quite fit in with the white. Could hang with them, but it still felt like it wasn't quite right. So 10-year-old me is proud that I'm showing up. Yeah, I checked all the boxes, got the degrees and all the things, but I'm also comfortable with who I am, and I don't have to fit into either one of y'all's boxes. I'll make my own. That's so right. Yes, I'll say 10-year-old me is very proud. Yeah.
Aww, I'm proud of you too. I'm so grateful. Look, I don't remember how we met each other. I was telling somebody, I'm like, I don't even remember how Lindsay and I met, but I just thank God that he sent you my way. And I'm so grateful that we connected, because you have just been everything. That's the word I have to use to describe. Just, I'm serious. Like, I was, girl, we finna cry, whatever. I was telling my husband, like, I was like, thank you. That's all I can say.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't have tissue.
I know. Go. No, but seriously, I'll say this. You are talented, Lindsay, and your heart is so pure, and you are sincere, and you are very caring, and you are so about your business in a way that it's just very refreshing. And I want to thank you for that, because the world needs that, right? Like, people need goodness, and you are good. So thank you so much for everything you do. I wish you like unlimited prosperity with your business. And I just know that you're going to reach heights you probably can't even imagine yet, because God has a tendency of blowing our minds. And I want that for you. I do.
Aww. Yeah. Thank you. I'll give you a hug too for you too.
I'm gonna come see you.
You come to DC. Somebody came up here and didn't tell me. I was kind of salty.
Next time I got you.
All right, Tiffany, tell them where they can find you at on social media.
These days, you can find me on Instagram, GN's Juices. So that's GANSJUICES. That is the page if you want to get irresistible cold press juices. Otherwise, Tiffany Speaks. My name is Tiffany Ellis, but on social media, I am TIFAN_E_Speaks. So Tiffany Speaks. And you can find me on either of those two pages, although I am on GN's page most often because I ain't got a lot of time. And that's the baby I'm nurturing right now. So thank you so much for having me, Lindsay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you guys, make sure you listen to the next episode. Give us a little thumbs up and go follow Tiffany.
Please.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Remember, hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date with the new upcoming episodes. And if you want to, find us on social media at fiercified.agency on Instagram, or find us on Facebook at Fiercified Creative and Consultant. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear your input.